Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
The high priest would have to make a sacrifice for himself outside. He'd take that blood, the sacrifice for his sins. He has to go into the Holy of Holies. He would offer that blood for his sins. Or the Holy of Holies, yeah. Offer that blood for his sins. He'd have to go back out, slay another bullock, take the blood off of the altar, and take it back into the Holy of Holies for the sins of the people. And all this was done one day a year. And by the way, after that, he would go outside and there would be a lamb or a goat. Okay, and he would lay his hands upon that goat, and you know the story. He would send him off into the wilderness. Y'all remember that one? This is yes, this is no. All this happened on the Day of Atonement. They would lead that goat into the wilderness, and there it's a picture of Jesus taking our sins as far as the east is from the west. There's a lot could be said there, but I'm going to say a lot happened that day on the Day of Atonement. The high priest was doing all this. So on the golden censer, he would place the burning coals and incense, and he'd bring it into the Holy of Holies. And then it talks about the Ark of the Covenant, and that's where I want to spend the next few minutes. The Ark of the Covenant overlaid with gold, verse number 4, Hebrews 9. And inside was a golden pot that had manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the table of the covenant. The Ark of the Covenant. They've been movies made about the Ark of the Covenant. Indiana Jones and is it the Temple of the Doom or whatever, looking for the Ark. And people to this day is looking for the Ark of the Covenant. Somebody here asked me a few weeks ago, where do I think the Ark of the Covenant is? They think it's in Jerusalem, you know, behind the city walls. Do I have the word in Ethiopia? All kinds of places people say they have the Ark of the Covenant. I believe it's in heaven. That's just me. I don't know. The Bible does not say. That would open up. Anyway, the Ark was above all the other vessels in glory and honor. It was the centerpiece, if you will, of all the pieces of furnishings that was in the tabernacle. It was the Ark of the Covenant that was the centerpiece. And it was a symbol declaring that God was present among his people. It was also, like the other ones, made of shittim wood covered with gold. Now, the Ark was 3 foot 9 inches long. Again, it's not very big. 3 foot 9 inches long, a little smaller than the communion table. 2 foot 3 inches wide and 2 foot 3 inches high. So again, the Ark of the Covenant, when we think of it, is smaller than this communion table, even shorter. It's only 2 foot 3 inches high. Temple, you're looking at this. How high is this thing? 3 foot maybe? I'm guessing it's shorter. That's higher than 2 foot 3 inches anyway. You know? And so it's interesting. It also had rings for poles along its side to carry it without touching the Ark. Remember the story about Uzzah? I love Uzzah. Uzzah wuzzah. Every time I think of Uzzah, that ain't bad. Uzzah wuzzah. God told him, don't you touch that Ark. And they were bringing that Ark on the cart, and it was going to fall. And Uzzah put his hand up to keep the Ark from falling. Remember that story in 1 Samuel? And God struck him dead. There was a proper way to carry the Ark, and he had the four holes that you'd put the rods in to carry that Ark of the Covenant without touching it. Well, I have a note of interest. Shittim wood was a type of wood that would not decay or rot. Interesting. All of those articles that we talked about, that was overlaid with gold. It was made of this type of wood that would not decay. It would not rot. And it was all overlaid with pure gold. Why is that significant? Again, I told you that everything pictured Jesus Christ. Well, the wood pictured the perfect, sinless humanity of Jesus Christ. Never decay or rot. So we see the humanity of Christ, but yet it was overlaid with gold, and we see the deity of Jesus Christ. So in all these articles, you saw the humanity and you saw the deity of Jesus Christ. Don't tell me Jesus Christ wasn't God, very God. God in flesh. And that's what it showed. Jesus Christ, God in flesh. And then it mentions some items here in time getting away. The golden pot with manna reminded Israel of God's promise, how he would supply their needs. Remember about the manna. I'll take care of you every day. You go out there, and that's what the word manna means. Angel, for what is it? Food from heaven. And you see in Exodus 16:33, God telling Moses to put this manna into the ark as a sign of how I took care of Israel throughout all the wilderness. Now, some people tried to cheat. They're like a bunch of Baptists. And the day before Sabbath, they'd go out. Help me out, Temple. They'd go out and they'd collect it, and it would rot. It'd stink. Matter of fact, it would stink. It would breed bugs. Now, they didn't trust God to take care of them. They learned real quick, do it God's way. So the point of them, they ate manna, and he put a pot of manna into that Ark of the Covenant. You reckon we're going to get manna in heaven? I wouldn't doubt it. It doesn't say, but it's heaven's food. We'll probably eat some of that manna, along with swamp cabbage and other things. Anyway, Aaron's rod that budded. This is interesting. Aaron's rod that's budded. This is referred to, and I have a reference time, won't read it. I don't have time to read it. Numbers 17:6-11. Aaron's rod that budded. A great story there. Remember, there are some rebels, some uprisings. Who's going to stand in the place of God? Well, Moses took 12 rods each from each tribe and laid them out. And the long story short is the next day it was Aaron's rod that not only budded, it blossomed, it bloomed, it had fruit on it. So God said, Aaron, the tribe of Levi, will be the people who will be the priest, okay? And so that rod was in the Ark of the Covenant. And then you see the table of the covenant, and literally the Ten Commandments, Exodus 25:16, God told Moses to put those Ten Commandments into that Ark of the Covenant. And it reminded people of the law. So everything that was in that Ark of the Covenant, and I didn't even get to talk about the Ark of the Covenant of the purpose and all what we did, and we'll get into that some next week. But everything pointed to Jesus and how he took care of them. And it was a holy of holies. And there was a veil there. And let me close with this because I got to. When no one could enter into there but once a year. I think, what day was it? The seventh day of the tenth, or the tenth month, tenth day of the seventh month, I think it was. Tenth day of the seventh month, once a year on the Day of Atonement. But when Jesus died, you remember that veil was rent in the temple from the top to the bottom. Why is that so important? Now anybody could have access to God through Jesus Christ. And that's why he is so much better. Again, I'm belaboring the point. That's why Paul was slowly taking these Hebrew believers through this, because so many were going back. And he said, listen, Jesus is so much better. What we have is so much better than what we had before. Why would you want to go? Jesus is better than the angels. Jesus is better than the prophets. Jesus is better than Melchizedek. Jesus is better than the high priest. Jesus is better, better, better. And the greatest thing, and we'll look at this next week, that Jesus had only had to pay the price once, the sin debt once. The price has been paid. The high priest had to do it over and over and over, but Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but yet he washed white as snow. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Father, we thank you for the word, or for the truths of Scripture, and everything that we talked about this morning talks and points to Jesus Christ. We thank you for him, for what he did for us on the cross of Calvary, for his shed blood, for his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Lord, and even now, ever interceding for us, helping us. Our Father, and we pray for a soon coming. And until he comes forth, may we be found faithful serving you. Bless our morning worship. May you be pleased with it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.